Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain show. I'm Troika Saint Germain, and I have three guests tonight. I thought I was going to have two, but my guests have a guest, so the more the merrier. It's really wonderful. And before we start, I want to encourage people to call in and talk and ask questions. The toll-free numbers, if you're within the United States, is 877-876-5229. If you're in Canada, you can call in toll-free by calling 888-810-8322. And for international or Northern California local people, you can call area code 530-876-3222. So now that the commercial is over, I want to introduce my guest. The first two, Saji and An, I have known for several years, and we've worked on several projects together, and very interesting, very interesting work. And they have a new associate now that I haven't met yet personally, Dr. Simone, is it Boudreau?
Bahu.
Bahu with a B. And he's a chiropractor extraordinaire because he has a very spiritual slant to him. So without further ado, I will ask Saji first. Why don't you, well, first of all, say hello to everybody, and then tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Hello, I'm Saji. Me and my partner, An, are here, and we've been working together for the last, like, 3.5 years. Our work, our spiritual work, it has been to help others on the planet. First, we went and helped ourselves, and we did a lot of traveling and meeting different people, and learning truly different healing modalities and writing at the same time. So I'm definitely a writer at heart. I really enjoy working with people and meeting new people and traveling and spending time with my animals and with my children. I guess that's the beginning for me.
But your work is so extraordinary and so different. That's what I really want people to know. So who wants to...
I'm going to tell a little bit more about that, but I wanted to, An to introduce him.
Okay, so let's go to An.
Hi, okay, so I'm An, and Saji and I met in San Diego, and then, like she said, we traveled most of the western U.S. after briefly setting up a home in Phoenix, Arizona, which Arizona will call us back there someday soon. And I've been on a spiritual path since 96, woke up rather quickly, suddenly just started remembering past lives and couldn't reconcile that with any other beliefs, and so pursued like a clearer understanding of like what I was here for. And I was drawn to Sedona, moved there, and found healers and people who understood me, and then I kind of went back to the work world and was wondering, where's the person I'm supposed to be with, because she wasn't showing up. And after working through and completing a lot of things, it just started to happen. I knew that she was coming. I got confirmations, and then in August of 2003 we met, and from that moment on our whole life was different, because we understood each other, we began to merge together more and more, and everything became centered around the oneness of the two of us together.
And I will interject here that Saji and An are twin flames, and I know three couples of twin flames. It's very rare for twin flames to be in the same incarnation, in the same dimension at the same time. Usually one is in 3D and the other stays on the other side of the veil to create the polarity. But now more and more twin flames are coming together because of the type of work and because of the ascension of the planet and individual ascensions. And Saji and On are twin flames, and that's why their meeting each other was so instrumental in opening up their abilities and to do the kind of work that they're doing. Okay, go on.
And then last fall, Saji and I found ourselves in San Diego going, what are we doing here? We're not really meeting anyone here. What's the purpose? Why don't we just move on to Arizona where we know we're meant to go? And about that time, Dr. Bahu here was going, okay, show me the people I could work with. And so let me introduce Simone.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Very faintly.
Okay, I need to come up near the phone. Hi, my name is Dr. Simone Bahu.
Much better.
I had to come up and huddle over the phone, so we're good now.
Good.
I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here.
So, I would say just days before I met Saji and On, I had a conversation with my guide, Horace, and I said, because I was working with some people, and it just wasn't happening, and I said, Horace, you know, I'm going to stay with this, but you got to bring me people I can work with, and within days, Saji and On showed up, and here we are.
And the three of them have created a new form of activation, and this is right in the very beginning of this type of work they're doing. Last time I saw Saji and On was last summer, mm-hmm. And they hadn't started doing this exact type of work yet. So now is a good time for you to explain what type of work you're doing now, the activations. So which one of you wants to feel that?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I just want you to explain to people about the activations that you're doing now. Because the three of you work together as a team to do that.
Yes, we do.
So... take a moment and just... Okay. So what happens for us, the beautiful thing is the more people we meet who wake up together, the stronger and the more direct our work is, the more we're allowed to use the higher abilities and bring through more of what we're here for. And as we started, it started with just process of discovery. There was a new dimensional component and working with the earth grids, and they said, here's some energy, play with it. And that's really for everyone that wants to experience activation, whether they work with us or are simply on their path, as that new ability comes in that you have, you're a big being, you're unique, and what you're doing is special. It's your specific purpose. And so you're going to just be discovering how it works because there's no two beings alike. And for us, as we discovered and played with it more, we started to find that the activated energy allowed us to just clear and transmute and move through things that manually would have taken us a very long amount of time. And so a lot of our process in informing our understanding of what we can do with this energy and these new abilities has been a sense of waking each other up to realize we don't have to do things as manually. And what activation is bringing an energy of your soul, of your higher you, the big being that you are, into starting focused on the brain, and then it expands out through the spine, the chakra system, your energy body, and your whole reality. And in doing so, it shifts patterns, separation, the physical and emotional imbalance, locked up pain, it helps release that. And as the energy integrates over time, it simplifies your access to your memories, your beliefs. The type of clearing work you have to do becomes just so much easier because it's almost like your body's on autopilot. You just know where to go, and you see and understand more clearly what your purpose is in each experience. And it's not necessarily like the logical purpose. It's just that heartfelt, soul-felt knowing.
The higher purpose.
The higher purpose.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing about this is that it's not like a one-shot deal here where all of a sudden you've just got it. You have time to say goodbye to your old reality. You have time to integrate your new reality. There's time through the process, and that's why it's done. The actual activation is done in three phases. You have the first one done. You notice things are different. The old reality doesn't have the same grip. The new reality starts to show up, and you're like, whoa, I never saw things like that before. And we take you to the next stage. You get more of the new reality, less of the old reality, and you literally do get to say goodbye to that old way of being. Not like a death, but just like a slow process. The new reality is very, very exciting. And then when we take you to that last stage, you know, you're ready to go. You're ready to be there. You're ready to live that purpose that you are, why you're here. It's just very clear. Words that describe the experience for me personally are brightness. I mean, everything just becomes very bright. And I don't just mean light. I mean, there's just a brightness to everything. Clarity that's unbelievable. You know, there's a lot of courses out there, and this is not a course. There are a lot of courses that make, I don't want to say claims, but they say things like, you might experience this, or you can have a better sense of that, or, you know, those, maybe you might have them on a good day if the moon is just so and the sun is in a certain position. It's more like, it's just there, and it's very clear that it's there. And nobody has to tell you it. You don't have to sit down and try and talk to anybody about it. It's just there. And that's a really, really, really amazing thing about this, because being in chiropractic and being a chiropractor, metaphysically, new age, spirituality, I've traveled a lot through that. And I always came up empty. I don't know if there's anything wrong with any of it, but I personally was empty because I was supposed to keep going and meet Saji and on so we could sit here with you on the phone and have this conversation and start telling people about this. And so that's just all I wanted to say. That was Simone, by the way, if you didn't know. I had to jump in there. Sorry.
That was great. Well, let me just tell people my brief little experience of this process. Saji called me, what, about a week ago? Are you there, Saji?
I'm here.
She called me about, I guess it was about a week ago, and she said, she goes, and they do this with me from time to time. My face will just kind of flash in their third eye or something, and they go, oh, we need to call Troika. And sometime, and they'll call and they'll say, well, we got a message to call you. Do you know why? And sometimes I go, yes, and other times I go, no. And this was one of those, no, I don't know why you need to call and stuff. And then, and I said, well, accept that. And I told them about, and they know Tino because they've been at my house several times and stuff. And so I told them about, you know, Tino's little journey with his he refers to it as a process in the third dimensional reality. They would call it an illness. And I was saying, maybe that's why you called. And they said, and Saji goes, well, yeah, let's do our new activation on Tino. Can we do that? And I said, sure. So we scheduled Tino's activation at what, the first one at 1 o'clock on, what day was it?
I think it was on Friday.
Okay.
Friday,
yeah.
Saturday. No. I think it was Saturday. Saturday, actually. Yeah.
Saturday, 1 o'clock on last Saturday.
Uh huh.
And so they said, you know, just just help him concentrate on what he wants to accomplish, you know, in his life or what he would like to have. And then we'll call you after the session and see what happened. So I'm sitting at the computer and I'm watching the clock, you know, so that I know when it's 1 o'clock so I can go in and tell Tino, come on, let's go into the, I have this huge big Merkaba and I'm sitting in it right now. And I told them, I said, well, I'll take Tino into the Merkaba and we'll, you know, do that. So I'm watching and I've got about, you know, 5 minutes, three minutes and stuff. And then it wasn't quite 1 o'clock and all of a sudden I felt this tremendous energy coming through my crown chakra it wasn't quite like a waterfall. I'm trying to think of what it was like. It was sort of like a locomotive engine running through my crown. It was very strong. And I immediately started losing contact with the third dimension. My eyesight just went hazy and strange. My hearing shifted to where I was hearing higher frequency sounds and not hearing third dimensional sounds, and my body just felt like a floating, spacey, you know, different sensation. And I turned to Tino and I said, I think your session has just started. Quick, let's get to the Merkaba room. I also sleep in the Merkaba, and at that time the sun was shining through the window and the whole bed looked golden. It's like the sunlight, instead of being the regular look of sunlight, was gold. And I went, wow, that's where I want to be. So Tino and I jumped on the bed, and Jeremy and Jolie, my other two dogs, they were on the bed too, and all of us were just overwhelmed with this energy. And I'm trying to be coherent and talk, you know, and I'm saying, okay, Tino, you know, concentrate on health and being, you know, whole and healthy and happy. And I'm kind of like talking like this, you know. And I realized I really couldn't talk in third dimensional vernacular at the time. That's how altered I became. And I said, Jeremy, think of whatever you want. Jolie, think of whatever you want. And then I go, and what do I want? And so I just concentrated on, or what I wanted was naturally for Tino to be healed. But then I thought, well, what do I want? And I said that I wanted to unite more with my I Am Presence and merge with my I Am Presence. And I just popped this in. I really, it's not the kind of thing I asked for, but it just came out of nowhere that I wanted to have total and complete control of my physical body. And then we just floated, and it was just wonderful feeling. And then 15 minutes went by, and Saji called, and I didn't have the presence of mind to grab the cordless phone and take it to bed with me, so I had to jump up and run to the phone in the hallway. And just getting out of bed that quickly and moving was quite quite an experience. And for the second session, which was today, I brought the phone to bed with me. And today it wasn't as overpowering because I was used to it, or a little bit, you know, more used to it. But I felt it come in three separate sections and stuff. So for the listener, you know, like Dr. Simone said, you're not taking a course. There's no homework. There's nothing to fill out or books to read or anything. You just kind of hang on to your seat and just receive these powerful energy transmissions. And I'm in Mount Shasta, and they're in San Diego, so it's all just through time. There is no time and space. Distance doesn't make any difference. And so you just kind of hang on, and you receive this energy transmission and this activation. And I could feel things going on in my brain. I could feel certain, like, synapses happening and you know, sort of like not a pain or not a tickle, but, you know, definitely a sensation in different parts of my brain. And you know, so the first time, I mean, my reality was a little bit different afterwards. And mind you, this is an activation for my dog. And yet, I can imagine if they were really doing the activation on me, you know, how it would be. So I felt a shift, and it was subtle, and I just did feel a difference. And then, you know, we had the one this afternoon, so I don't know yet how shifted I am, but that's why they do them every few days, so that there is time in between to integrate these energies and stuff. So for the listeners, that's all it is from, you know, from your standpoint, is just being open and receiving and then integrating the new energies.
Yeah, and you know, what the individual receives is, it's different for everyone. We bring through what there is to bring through, and each of us has their own components out of the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we sit there and deliberately do this and then the other person gets cued in or anything like that. But you mentioned the brain and brain activity. You know, apparently the human brain, as far as activity is concerned, not very much. It's somewhere between 10% and 30%. So we're really working with getting more towards that whole brain operating.
I've heard it's more like between...
We're waking that whole thing up.
Between 3 and 10%. If someone were working on 30%, they would definitely have incredible abilities.
Yeah. At any rate, there's not much of it working. So.
Right.
So, you know, we're really working with that, bringing through what we bring through. And it's very rewarding and very fun, and we experience a lot of the things that you experience, and then we experience what we need to experience at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot happening when that happens for all of us, as individuals, as a group, and then, you know, obviously for the person that we're working with or we're helping. So, yeah.
Well, you know, so many people think that ascension is leaving this realm and going someplace else and the getting out of here. And in reality, ascension is really descension, because what we think of as ascension and what we want to achieve by ascending and becoming an ascended master and having those abilities is really the merging of your higher self and you within the physical body. So it's bringing the higher realms into this dimension. And when that is done, when you merge with your I Am Presence, you know, you do have a lot more brain activity, and you become what might loosely be called a superhuman or a divine human. And you have a lot of different abilities, you know, like bilocation and time travel and, you know, turning into light and appearing here and disappearing there, and instant manifestation and precipitation and, you know, on and on and on, all kinds of things. And so by activating the brain and creating more brain activity, that is a doorway or a pathway, because within our brain, as we activate more parts of it, that's where the ability to bilocate is. It's part of our brain. I mean, all of these things are built into us, but by us not using it or utilizing it is why we don't have it. So I feel very strongly, just from the little bit I've experienced, that these activations of yours are really a doorway to ascension and to bringing the higher aspects of ourselves into our body. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with you. In fact, part of what we do, each activation is a little bit different, but part of what we do is to awaken, to help the person awaken to more of themselves, to the higher aspects of themselves. And sometimes, if the timing is right and that person, this lifetime at that moment, they're actually ready for this, we actually help them to land their higher self more into their physical body, which is actually what we did today with one of our clients. And she, we didn't actually speak that to her, but she had the same experience that she felt her higher self come into her body and actually land. So, yes, I would agree with you.
Well, and so probably there's some listeners that are saying, well, if that's what this is all about, why are you doing a dog? Well,
there's different reasons for doing an activation, and I don't put a dog in a different category. I believe that we're all beings, and we all have our own unique purpose for being here.
Right.
So, Tino, I know personally, and he has a big purpose here, and he does need to really be present and really have more of his full being here.
Mm-hmm.
Just the body that he's chosen that has fur and that has the bark and
right, it's a little dog suit.
Tail, but
like
you know,
we're in human suits.
Right, exactly.
He's in a dog suit.
But it's still a being we're talking about.
Right.
It's the same. And for him, part of his process is kind of shedding the exterior that he's been walking around in. And not like he's not going to be a dog anymore, but I'm saying he's shedding the having to fall into the dog category. Dog means this or that or the other thing. He's actually bringing in more of his own true personality and his purpose, whatever he's here to do. And whatever he's here to do is you being the owner, because or friend or participant, whatever you want to call him.
I consider him and I partners.
Your partner. Whatever you guys are here to do together, because you chose each other for a reason. So I wanted to share a little bit about what happened with Tino. Tino's activation was a little bit different. That was what I would call more like a healing activation, where I was using crystal energy and color therapy, similar to radiation.
Well, actually, that was the second thing you did, which was after the first activation. That was something you kind of were just prompted to do. Remember? Because you did that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first day I did use crystals, and then I heard from my guidance to do a little bit of help work with him, a little bit of healing work.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Monday. And I did do that. I started to go into the space that I go into when we're going to do an activation or when I do a healing. I just go into a deep state of consciousness, and I started to see the color therapy started coming through, and I just started working with that and helping to heal his body and rejuvenate it.
And tell people what you saw.
At first, what I saw was they were kind of rectangle shaped, but they were different colors. They were blinking lights, blue and red. And they were blinking in different spots in his body, and they were various rhythms, and it kept shifting. It changed. Sometimes it would be like the blue would be blinking three times, and the red would be blinking once, and it would change. And it felt like to me that the colors and the way that they were vibrating was creating that vibration in him, so that it was intentionally chosen that way. And then after a little time passed, and I have no idea what time, because when I'm in that state, there is no time.
Right.
But after I was watching the blue and the red blink, then a green came in and mixed. And so they went through various patterns. And then a yellow came in. And the yellow was very strong in his center, and it just kept vibrating there, pulsating. and then slowly it merged out to the rest of his body, and the blue and the red dissipated, and it was just the yellow and the green. And they started blinking kind of faster and faster until I started seeing little particles, little black and white particles all around him. It was like it broke up the energy patterns that were there. And the energy got really high in my head. And I just remember saying, wow. Like, I felt so good. I felt all the way through my entire body. It just felt clear and high, high vibration, white energy was just shooting through me. And that's, I experience what other people experience, which is why I can do it, which is why we can do the activations distance.
Mm-hmm.
Either we can actually experience and we go into a different space. But I could experience what Tino was experiencing on that end, and possibly even what you might have been feeling.
No, because I didn't know that you were going to be doing that. I wasn't focusing at all on that. Because when you called me and you emailed me and you said, well, we just did some work on Tino and how we're just checking in on him and all that, and I called you. And you're talking about the colors and all of this, and I called you and I said, what did you do? What happened?
I always ask the patient first, and Tino said yes.
Well, yes, and that's fine.
So it was amazing. Actually, that was the first time that I'd used color in that particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've been using it in different ways. Each person is a little bit different, so each time we do an activation, it's a little bit different.
Right. Well, let's tell people your website and your phone number and how to get a hold of you.
Sure. Our website is heartsimple.com, HEARTSIMPLE. And our phone number is on there as well, but it's 619-303-1907.
And all people need to do is just call you to
yes.
start an activation. And speaking of calling, is it possible for you guys to do a little, just like a little energy blast if someone calls in? Not a full activation, because I know that takes a while, but
we can send healing energy.
Is there something that we can do over the air to maybe...
Yeah.
Reach all the listeners or reach someone in particular that wants to call in?
If somebody wants to call in, that would be great if you have a caller. I don't know how I'd reach every single person. I'm sure we can send it through.
Well, if we just kind of broadcast, you know.
We'll send a few subliminals through.
Well, send one for someone to call.
It'll be in there.
We're subliminally telling you, call us. You'll get a little mini energy blast. So I'm going to give the phone numbers again. In the United States, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. And from Canada, the number is 888-810-8322. Or the international number is international code 01-530-876-3222. Unfortunately, that is not a toll-free number. You'll have to pay for that call. But in America and Canada, you can call toll-free. So call and get activated. While we're waiting for someone to call in, why don't you mention something about your book?
Sure. Anne and I recently published our first novel. It's a healing or a self-help novel. It's called Unfragmented Dreams. And I'm just going to tell a little bit about the story, and then I'll tell kind of how we got to writing it. The story is, well, it's a self-help novel. So it's a self-help book, but it's written in fiction style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell more about that in a minute. But it's a story of a young woman's journey as she begins healing from traumatic experiences in her past. It's also a story about dreams, and it's a beautiful love story. So it has many different aspects to it.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Hi, who's calling?
Hey, this is Nancy from Washington State.
Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
You
hello.
You want to get blasted?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a victim. I mean...
shaking the grid right now.
So, we haven't done this over the phone before, at least on the radio, or I haven't done it with them. So, Saji, why don't you tell us what's going to happen?
Sure. Nancy, if you just want to put yourself in kind of a peaceful space.
Okay.
In your mind, just start to think about what you really want in your life, all of the wonderful things that you want for your future and for the present moment. Just start thinking about those things. What we're going to do is just send some light energy through to you. It'll have healing qualities to it. I, in particular, am going to use some crystal energy to help. And I think what we decided, we're not going to do any activation energy over the phone, but we were going to do healing energy. So if you'll just pardon the silence, everybody who's listening, we're going to do that right now.
Well, and I think that everyone that's listening can focus likewise mm-hmm. and receive the energy as well. True?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's all focus on what we want and let this energy come through. And Saji, when you're done, you let us know.
Okay.
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 Did you feel that?
Yes, I did.
I did, too. What was your experience?
Well, you know, I feel like I'm clearer.
How did you feel the energy? Did you feel it come through any certain part of your body or any type of sensation?
Just a more of a, like a clear feeling.
Hmm.
You know, not particularly in any one area. I just feel, clearer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, I felt the energy, you know, that same energy during the activation come through my crown chakra and kind of rotate around my third eye area
mm-hmm.
is how I experienced it.
Oh, okay. Wow, thank you.
Well, gosh, we're glad to help you. And you might want to get a little more of that. Can
okay.
always call them. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you. Bless you guys.
Thank you. Blessings to you too.
Bye bye.
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 Okay. Does somebody else want a little juice? Call in. Because every time someone else calls in, we'll all get to experience it again, too. It's you know, it's so amazing after a while. You just really become an energy junkie.
Can I have a little more? Can I have a little more?
Much better than drugs ever were.
No kidding.
Not that I know much about drugs, but... The few that I dabbled in, I was too chicken to really get in on the really big ones, you know, LSD and all that. I was too afraid to try them. But, you know, I'm sure that what I've experienced in through spirit is greater than any LSD trip could ever be. So, okay, we were talking about your book. So, you know, what I know about the book is that as you read it, things that are in the book help trigger your own memory and your own awakening. Is that how you would describe it as well?
Yeah. The book is a self-healing framework.
Mm-hmm.
What we decided to do, we first started in a very third-dimensional way and thought, oh, we'll write a manual with all the steps of what we went through. And that was just too boring. And so we created a character who would walk through the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, we took several of the clients we were working with, several real-life, several women, actually, and combined the healing experiences and then created a character who successfully healed through all of those experiences.
Mm-hmm. So she's a composite.
Yes.
Of several of your real people clients.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in channeling the book through in that way.
Gosh, am I in there?
What's that?
Am I in there?
Yes, the book is called Unfragmented Dreams, and so, yes.
So I'm one of the ones that's part of the composite?
All of the composite qualities of healing from that type of piece that you chose for your path.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the book, and the beautiful thing is we didn't even know how it would affect people.
Mm-hmm.
It affected us when we read it, and we enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very different experience putting the book aside and then rereading it after it had sat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to do with this book is the focus is not on review the book or just give us feedback. The focus is on sit, be still, discover, rediscover who you are. If you read the book once, you'll get one view. If you read it again through a different perspective, you'll get more understanding.
Right.
And so the book is just there. And on our website, we also have reader stories, which is share what woke up inside you, what dreams, what insights that happened in your process by reading the book. And so we see it as if people start to pick up the book in groups, it can be an empowerment circle, the healing, all of the framework and foundation of the work we do that got real solid, that everyone has within them what they need. And it's just a process of bringing that out and making the space to have that purpose be what you're here for. That's the foundation this book provides. And so read it, enjoy, and let it open what there is inside you.
You know, I have to say something to people, and I'm saying this to you guys as well. I've known Saji and An through, well, let's put it this way, through several name changes and different aspects of their personality, and I can tell that these activations are incredible because both of you sound so grounded and have the ability now to really explain things in a way that bridges the fifth dimensional realities that you live in quite often with third dimensional, with where people are third dimensionally. And that hasn't always been so. I consider myself pretty far out, and I've heard it all, seen it all, done it all, and I have a real wide acceptance level. But with Saji and An, even though I kind of had an idea maybe of what they were talking about, so often it was over my head, I wasn't really sure what they were saying. And I'd say, well, what do you really mean? You know, and now you guys are so clear, and you have a really beautiful way of explaining what you're doing, which I'm really happy to see happen for you guys, because that means now that many more people are going to be able to understand what you offer. And also on the same note, you know, I've had a lot of people that have helped me through processes and different healers and activators and all of that. And Saji and An's work, and now joined with Simone, has always been extremely far above and beyond anyone else's I've experienced. They really can reach the outer limits and help take you there. And, you know, I've been a little jaded because I've been open for most of my life and kind of awake for most of my life. And it's like, yeah, heard this before. But, and a lot of people say how great they are and, oh, I really know this and I really know that. And then when I get right down to really finding out what they know and stuff, it's like kindergarten, you know, compared to some of the experiences I've had. But with Saji and An, I can't say that, you know. they're really way out there. And but now I'm so glad that you can make it understandable more third dimensionally to people. So that's a very backhanded compliment. It probably didn't come out as well as I really meant it to be.
Actually, it was really beautiful.
Thank you. It was totally true.
When we woke up, basically when we met, we just, like, woke up. It was, like, this instantaneous thing that happened. And everybody goes through a process, and it was really difficult to all of a sudden have your higher self, like, landing through your body and try and communicate at this higher level down here.
Right.
So it took us a while to really grasp how to take everything that we knew,
mm-hmm.
And communicate to people in a way that was something that they could understand and totally grasp.
Right.
So you're totally right on with that. But the key was Simone. Mr. Bahu.
Thank you, Simone.
Welcome. Can't wait to hear what I did.
Really, once we got together and we started doing the activations together, everything just sort of shifted. I mean, obviously it was shifting all along, but it was going at a slower rate. And then when we started doing activations and he activated us and we were doing activations on ourselves, more of those qualities that you're talking about now that are present came forward,
mm-hmm.
and just very cleanly. And it's a very grounded thing. The activations are not some, it is a far out experience, but it's a completely grounded far out experience.
Right.
You definitely feel like you're still connected. You don't feel like you're floating. And
well, actually, you feel even more connected.
Yes, even more connected.
Yeah, and it's not beyond. It's Earth and beyond. So, you know, you definitely get that grounded clarity that, you know, sometimes we kind of lose when we get caught up in the ego identity of what being awake is supposed to look like. And it's not like that, you know. It's really cool, you know, for lack of a better. It's amazingly cool. I mean, I can throw adjectives in there. I can do a pretty funny stand-up, but it's just really, really fun. And, you know, again, the words brightness and clarity and definitive.
Yeah, centeredness is another one. Clarity, yeah, the brightness and the clarity is definitely there, but also a centeredness and a groundedness without being stodgy. Just, you know, you just really stand firm in your core.
I think there's one aspect. I think you know the whole being in love concept,
mm-hmm.
the feeling of being in love. It's like we've been snowed into believing that it had to be with somebody else.
No, the greatest love is the love you have for yourself.
Well,
when you merge.
It's just being in love.
Yeah.
With, like, nothing in particular and everything at the same time.
Right.
It's like that.
Yes.
Like, I'm not really sure what I'm in love with, but I'm in love with everything. And not like a foo-foo tie-dye thing either, you know?
Right, right.
Like, really grounded, like, okay, you know? And it's just... It's really, really, really you know, amazing.
Yes, and I've experienced that on several occasions through interdimensional, you know, merging with my higher self and my twin flame and different things that have happened to me. And on a personality level, on a three-dimensional personality level, I am not a, I was never a hippie. You know, I thought hippies were ridiculous and just dregs on society, you know, like, go get a job and shave your head, you know, I mean, not shave your head, cut your hair and shave your beard and get a job, you know, was my attitude, even though I was of that time period. And I've never been a flowery, foo-foo, new age, spaced out kind of person. And those kind of adjectives really very seldom leave my lips, you know. But on these occasions when I would have these profound experiences, that's the best way to describe it. It's being in love with everything. I felt like I was totally in love with everybody on the planet, whether I knew them or not, and with everything and with life and with just, it's a really profound feeling. And, you know, and my guides told me that, well, pretty soon you will feel this way 24 hours a day. You will feel this way constantly. And that's what that higher state of consciousness and the Christ conscious level of being is that. You just feel, and it's such an incredible feeling. And the longest I had it last consistently was 3.5 weeks, 24/7 for 3.5 weeks. It was amazing. And, you know, that's something we all have to look forward to as our permanent state. And it is. It's beyond words.
Yeah, and you know, and it's good there aren't any words to describe it.
Yeah, because then somebody would write some sappy song about it.
Oh, yeah.
This way it's more like, and once you've experienced it and you meet someone else that has experienced it, you know, you don't have to even try to describe it. You both know exactly what you're talking about. And I don't want to put any terms on it. I mean, I don't want to third dimensionalize it by trying to
don't do that.
Classify it.
I mean,
it's just I guess I just want to say to people, if you haven't experienced it yet, just wait. It will blow your mind. It's really something to look forward to. So we have about less than a minute and a half. So give your website and your phone number again real quick.
So the website is heartsimple.com, HEARTSIMPLE.com. And our phone number is 619-303-1907.
Great. And I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. It's been a great show. I really enjoyed it. And I want to tell all the listeners to please go visit my website, too, ascensionstgermain.com. And if you want to order anything that's on there, when you go into the shopping cart, if you write radio, R-A-D-I-O, in all capital letters, in the voucher coupon, you will get 14% off of everything that you buy, including sale items. So it's really a great deal. And next week, I'm going to have Madeline Gerwick as my guest, and we will be talking about economical astrology, what's coming ahead, and how to not be a victim of it, how to prosper and thrive in potentially bad times, and also some abundance and prosperity tips. So goodbye, Saji. Say goodbye to everybody.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Say goodbye, On.
Thank you, Trika. It has been a a delight. thank you for understanding what we're doing.
Oh, listen, thank you for letting me be one that gets to enjoy it. And Dr. Simon, Simone, say your last name again.
Bahu like Yahoo.
Bahu like Yahoo. It was wonderful meeting you. I know you through your work. It's nice to be able to speak to you. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And we're out of time, everybody. So until next week, violet blessings and miracles in your life. Good night.